This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Last week was changing habits or making changes in our lives. This week it's looking on the aspect of what negative thoughts and beliefs and how that can impact our ability to change and et cetera, et cetera. Am I on the right path?
You most certainly are. And I guess this fits into the idea that I thought that it'd be a really good thing to talk about, because often when people look at making changes, they focus really, really heavily just on the change behavior. And that's a really important part of change. But our behaviors are the result of our thoughts and our feelings, our perceptions of the world, and sometimes, and also, you know, the collection of beliefs that we hold about the behavior and sometimes about ourselves. And so it's a really important area to actually get to when we're looking for sustainable change. And so I guess I always talk to people about areas of change in their life and looking at holistically where this change fits. And the more areas you can include in a change plan, so if we're looking at at our emotions, at our cognitive world, at the behavior, at our social world, as well as other areas of life, the more holistic we can be, the more sustainable the change is probably going to be, because we're crossing all the bases there, or covering all the bases, I should say.
Sure. This is crying out for an example. Can you put a life scenario in this and how beliefs about that particular behavior and all of that? Can you help us out?
Can I spend a lot of time doing work with people who are struggling with addiction and dependency issues? And so that's a really, really good example of where a certain pattern of behavior can be reinforced and learnt and practiced to become habitual, which can sometimes be based on a belief about the need for a certain substance to actually manage our own internal world. So, and I guess you can almost put it into a formula. So if we have a belief that I need X to do Y, then that's the sort of belief that can really underpin a number of behaviors that can become a little bit difficult to change in our world. But a bigger example can also be that our beliefs about who we are in the world, our beliefs about our own self-worth and indeed, you know, how we understand ourselves and our own core beliefs, so the kind of beliefs that are at the center of our being and are our understanding of ourselves, actually underpin just about everything that we do. And so they can actually be really, really influential across a vast number of areas in life. But it can also be, you know, can show itself up in things like, you know, job interviews and things like that. If I'm going into an interview or into a situation, to a relationship with a belief about myself that I'm unworthy, that I'm worthless, that I'm unlovable or anything like that, then those beliefs often have a way of permeating all of our interactions. So it's a bit, I guess, abstract for a lot of people to try to think about that, but the power of belief is a really, really important big one.
With back to the addiction part again, the idea that I need X for Y or to escape from this, I need something. Do you know what I mean? Escape from. Is the reality of life, though, and the hard thing about it is we can't actually replace that X, that substance, that whatever it is. Is the reality of life sometimes that learning that we have to deal with those things instead of running away from it or whatever it might be, our escapes? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So we, you know, the reality at one end of that is that no coping behavior really gets rid of the actual issue to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have to deal with the fact that that's really, really difficult. But this is also true. I mean, the example I was also going to use was actually on some of those dramatic weight loss shows like The Biggest Loser and things like that you see where, you know, the trainers are actually getting people to really understand the nature of why they eat the way they do. And for some of the participants on that program, not for everyone, obviously, but there are real big events in life which have been, I guess, important factors in changing the way people's lifestyles, you know, played themselves out. And so that's where some of those beliefs can actually, be born. And then once they start to get reinforced, then that's when they become pervasive. You're right in that and part of the difficulty for a lot of people is that when humans experience things, particularly not so nice things, the human tendency is to actually do something to make ourselves feel a little bit better or to experience some relief from that that difficult situation. And that's your quite adaptive emotional coping. The difficulty is that sometimes we get trapped in patterns of coping which actually provide us with more difficulty and more distress in life, or take us further away from where we'd like to be and who we'd like to be. And so that's when, you know, patterns can become a little bit problematic.
Well, let's take some of these thought patterns, behaviours, even the one of the job interview or whatever it is in life. You are capable in this area, but your self-thought, self-belief says you're unworthy, you're not good enough. I mean, these are deep, ingrained kind of thoughts. How do we get past that?
So you are 100% right, Aaron. These are quite deep, and for a lot of people, it's really hard work to get to some of these, and hard consistent work, but very important work.
Okay, but it's hard.
What I would be saying is being able to first of all to recognize the existence of some of these beliefs, and we all have them to a certain degree. We all have some self-defeating beliefs about ourselves and things like that. So the first thing is just recognizing the belief, being able to actually see it for what it is and to see the impact that it might have. Most importantly, to be able to see how that belief may actually then start to tint or to alter our perception of things. And that's how we can actually catch that in the day-to-day. And the more used to doing that we are, the more likely we are to be able to actually correct it and take the small incremental changes to change that. Negative self-beliefs, and the good news is that negative self-beliefs come to be exactly the same way that positive self-beliefs can be, and that's through practice. So if we can start to just look and find and practice differently, we can start to relearn new ways to see ourselves and our capabilities.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.